Night. Amen. Luke chapter number 10. I am glad He gave His life for mine. Amen. He that knew no sin became sin for us. We might be made the righteous of God in Him. I thank Him and I praise Him for that tonight. Luke chapter number 10, and I'll begin reading in verse number 38 tonight. Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 38. It is a joy. Be back at camp meeting. Amen. Always a privilege and honor to gather with God's people. I'm glad we are the people of God, and we're headed to the city whose builder and maker's God. Amen. I thank Him and I praise Him for that tonight. Luke chapter 10, you're able and willing to stand tonight. Luke chapter number 10, beginning at in verse number 38. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, the Bible says that now it came to pass as they went that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to Him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You, Lord, tonight for mercy and for grace. Lord, I thank You for the good song of Zion and how they have caused our hearts and our minds to turn towards You tonight. And, oh, Lord, I pray now for a little while You might touch me by the Holy Ghost. Enable me to preach the message that You've laid upon our heart for tonight. Lord, I thank You for the day that You reached down the muck and mire sin, lifted me out, washed me, wrote my name in Your book. I praise You and I thank You for it tonight. Oh Lord, we ask You to save sinners. Lord, stir Your people. I pray above everything tonight, may You be glorified and magnified in all we say and do. And Lord, we'll praise You for it. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse number 39 tonight, where the Bible says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. How to preach tonight, the Lord being my helper, for just a few minutes on this subject of, oh, how sweet to be at His feet. Oh, how sweet to be at His feet. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, we did not come to look at each other. We did not come to be critics and sightseers, but we come tonight that we might get down at the feet of our Lord and make much of Him. Amen. How can I remind you of a great fact? We're not going to make Him king. He is king already. But it is our good pleasure to be able to make much of the King tonight. Oh, friend, there's nothing better than getting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't know about you, but I came to get in. I came to bring Him glory and honor that He's worthy of and deserving of tonight. Oh, just to get at His feet tonight. Oh, we're living in a day where they go to church for a lot of things, but to get at His feet. Amen. I'm telling you, I've come that I might worship Him. I get down at His feet. Amen. And bring Him some honor and bring Him glory that's rightfully deserving to His name. I say this, I can't speak for you, but I came to get in myself. Amen. I think you're figuring something out about me. I don't come to watch the crowd. I don't preach for your response, but I just come to get in. Amen. It'll be a happy day in your Christian life when you go to church not to see what the crowd's going to do, not to see if they'll shout or be quiet, but that you'll just come and begin to worship Him and to magnify Him. Oh, just get in. He's worthy. He's deserving. Hey, it ain't a preacher we're worshiping tonight. It's not a movement we're worshiping tonight. But it's the Lord God of heaven that loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. And old sinners like us can be saved by His marvelous grace. Oh, yes. Mary's favorite place was at the feet of Jesus. Can I tell you tonight, there's no greater place. Matter of fact, Jesus said, Mary chose that good part. Amen. I like having that good part. Amen. Just to get at Jesus' feet tonight. There's three things we find. Matter of fact, three different times where we find Mary at the feet of Jesus. Can I say, first of all, we need to get at His feet as Mary did, that we might hear His word. That's what our verse said, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. Can I listen to me tonight? If you want to know the will of God, if you want help from God, it'll come through and by the Word of God. Oh, we're living a day, they want to be entertained. They want some kind of new revelation. Hey, you've got everything you need in this blessed old book. It'll help you. It'll encourage you. It'll instruct you. It'll correct you. Hey, what we need to do is get at His feet and to hear His word tonight. Amen. Matter of fact, the reason some don't hear His word like they should, there's too much distance between you and the Savior. There in John 21, you remember, after the resurrection, when Peter said, I go fishing, and the rest of them just jumped in and went with him. When they was out on the sea, that morning they looked, there's somebody on the seashore. And he hear a voice saying, children, have you any meat? At first they didn't know who it was. It's because there's distance between them and the Lord. But did you recognize who? Did you notice who recognized Him first? It's that disciple that kept leaning on His breast. He always was right beside the Lord. Hey, if there's two people close to the Lord, it was Mary and John. They're both found near to the Lord. And John said to Peter, hey, Peter, it's the Lord. It's the Lord. And Peter got his coat on and went on to show, I'm the say tonight, you can hear His word if you just get at His feet. Amen. As long as we're at a distance, we won't never hear what He's got to say to us. I promise you, I came to get at His feet because I sure want to hear from Him. You say, preacher, you're doing the preaching. I sure am, but I come to hear from Him. Amen. I don't know about anybody else, but I need to hear from heaven as sure as you need to hear from heaven. And if we'll get at His feet, we can hear what the Lord has to say to us. Oh, friend Mary found herself at His feet and heard His word. There ain't nothing sweeter to hear. Amen. Oh, yes, have Him begin to talk to us in the pages of the Word of God tonight. I've had folk come, they said, preacher, I'm trying to find the will of God, and they won't never read their Bibles. Amen. They won't be faithful to church and won't go to an extra meeting, and they say they want to know the will of God. Hey, you'll know the will of God if you just get at His feet and hear Him speak to you by the Word of God. It'll help you. It'll encourage you. It is what you and I need tonight. Oh, yeah, we find at Jesus' feet. Oh, it's sweet because we can hear His word tonight. And I say to you, not only at His feet we can hear His word, but over in John chapter 11, at His feet, we can tell Him our woes. Amen. There in John 11, Lazarus is sick. He whom Jesus loved, the Bible said, and Martha and Mary send word. But yet Jesus doesn't come right away. He stays in the same place. You ever got down to pray and it seemed like the Lord wouldn't move? Now, if every time you get down to pray, man, that just falls down on me, pray for the rest of us. Amen. Sometimes, I'll be honest, it feels like the heavens are brass sometimes. Amen. But oh, they sent for him. He didn't come. Matter of fact, Lazarus dies. We find in chapter 11 of John, he's been dead for 4 days. He's laying in the grave. And they said he's already a stinking. Amen. Martha runs out when she hears that the Lord's there and speaks to him and then comes back and tells Mary, it's the Lord, the Master. He's a calling for you. Now, Mary, listen to this. Mary didn't go out there to scold the Lord, but she ran out there. The Bible said in John 11 and verse 32, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. Hey, she came and fell down again at the feet of Jesus. I don't know your need tonight. I don't know your hurts. I don't know your cares. I don't know your worries. But I'm glad I can tell you this. If you'll just get at his feet, he said it'd be all right. I had to tell him all your woes. Hey, I know you've heard this like I have. Somebody said you ought never question the Lord. You ought never come complain to the Lord. I want to know where you get all that. Hey, he didn't run Mary off. Man, she fell at his feet. Oh, and she began to say, Lord, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. Hey, the Bible tells us that he wept. Amen. Hey, I don't say this to us tonight. Regardless of what you're facing or going through, your answer's at his feet. Amen. If you can just get to Jesus' feet, we have a high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmity. He knows what it is to be thirsty. He knows what it is to be tired. He knows what it is to be wearied. He knows what it is to be deserted. He knows what it is to need some help from those around him. I'm going to tell you, friend, he knows your need. And if you get at his feet, there's help from the Lord. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, what you and I need is to get down at his feet, oh, and tell him all of our woes. Oh, yes. I'm glad he's concerned. You know, listen to this. What bothers me may mean nothing to you. It may not bother you a bit, but the Lord said, I could bring all my care. Amen. Bring everything that's a coming against me, everything that's a hurting me, everything that's pressing me down and a causing me to work. He said, I could bring all that and cast it upon him. How for he cares for me. Oh, and I promise you this, what he's done for others, he will do for you. Amen. Well, I'm saying tonight what you need is just to get at his feet tonight. Oh, yeah. Hey, hear me right here. When we realize he's all we got, he's all we need. Amen. We find at Jesus' feet, oh, that's the place where we can hear his word. At Jesus' feet, that's where we can tell him all of our woes. You know what I like about getting alone in the altar with the Lord? I can tell him anything, and he won't tell nobody else. Amen. You might tell somebody at church what's bothering you, and it'll beat you to the parking lot in these days of text messages. Amen. But oh, I'm glad you can tell him anything, and it's just between you and him. I'm glad he's interested in your need, and he's able to meet your need tonight. Well, at his feet we can hear his word. At his feet we can tell him our woes. Number three, at his feet we can worship. For we find Mark, Mary again in John chapter 12, where they have a supper meet. Lazarus has been raised from the dead. He's sitting at the table, and Martha's doing what she does best. She's a working. I know Martha gets a little bit of a hard hit in Luke 10. It meant she just got too busy in the work. But thank God she was working. Amen. Would to God we had some more workers. Amen. It don't matter how big your church gets, it'll just be a nucleus does all the work. Amen. Oh, Martha's a servant again. But old Mary comes in. The Bible tells us in verse 3 of John 12, then took Mary a pound of ointment and spikenard at very cost and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Oh, she got down there to worship. I like to say this and remind you of a great truth. Her brother Lazarus had died and had been buried. But she did not take that costly ointment and anoint Lazarus with it. Amen. She said that's the dead. The dead don't need it. Amen. Hey, it's a costly. The Bible tells us it would have took a year's salary had to have bought this ointment. But Mary said, I want to anoint my own brother with it. But I say and believe that my Savior's worth every drop of it. Amen. Matter of fact, we learn in reading the Word of God, it was a new bottle of ointment. Had never been opened. You see, she wasn't giving the Lord her leftovers. Hey, a lot of folk give the Lord their leftovers. I say He's worth our best. Amen. Mary felt like she ought to get the very best she had, the most costly thing she had. She put it on the feet and the head of our Lord, anointed Him with it. The Bible says that the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. You know, when you go really to worship, you don't have to tell nobody you're worshiping. Amen. You won't need a bumper sticker. You won't need a billboard or a slogan on the sign. Amen. You go to worship at Him, that odor of the ointment of praise and worship, it'll begin to fill up the room. And those around you have begun to smell that sweet odor and say, there's somebody that came to worship. There's somebody's getting in. I'm glad, hallelujah, that we can get at His feet and worship Him in spirit and in truth tonight. Oh, yes. She got down at His feet and wiped His feet with her hair. Book of Corinthians says that a woman's hair is her glory. So she's giving Him glory. Amen. Can I ask you something tonight? Did you come to worship and give Him glory? Amen. Or did you just come to sit around and see what was going to happen? Amen. Someone will say, well, preacher, I was waiting on them God bumps that run up down my neck. It could be the flu you're getting. Amen. Hey, I didn't come waiting on no feeling. And I say that I have something I can feel. Amen. Sometimes it gets more than I can hold. Amen. Oh, but I just come to get in, preacher. I come to worship Him and to give Him glory. Our feelings are no feelings. Hey, He's worthy to receive honor and glory and praise tonight. I came to worship Him tonight in spirit and in truth. Oh, yeah. My worship ain't based on what somebody else is going to do. Amen. A happy day in my life, preacher, was a young preacher boy. I was 21 years old and I took my first church and I was young and dumb. I'm just honest, amen. I'd been preaching one day and that night, that afternoon, after the morning service, we went to my wife's family, having a little family get together and dinner. And I was like a lot of young preachers, he'd been dead that morning, so I decided I'd grop and growl about it. Now, for the rest of you preachers that aren't being honest, we do some grumping and growling. Amen. Oh, yeah, I was complaining. And my wife's papa is an old-fashioned mountain preacher. You think I hack. He's a double hacker. Amen. Just an old-fashioned mountain preacher. He's been at it 60 years now preaching. And he sat down and listened to me complain a little bit, brother.
I thought about how dead it was. Singing was dead. Sunday school was dead. I felt like I was choking to death. He finally took all he could take off of me and looked at me and said, "Son, I don't go anywhere to get bound up. I go to get loose." Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, "Son, he's a telling you right." And from that day to this one, I came to get in. Amen. I didn't come to see what nobody else would do. I just come to get in for myself. Hey, it's good. You can get in if you want to. But tonight, you just need to get over everybody else and just get at his feet and worship him and give him glory and honor and praise and thanksgiving, for he's worthy of it. Amen. Oh, yeah. I like getting at his feet. Somebody said, "Why, you one of them that shout on credit." I used to say that. Till one night I was preaching wide open. I said, "I'll shout on the credit." And the Holy Ghost said, "How can you shout on credit when it's paid in full?" You said, "What'd you do then?" I turned it up a notch. Amen. I'm a shouting on fact, and fact don't never change. That Bible's still right. That Bible's forever settled. I can worship him and give him glory. He changes not tonight. Oh, friend, just get at his feet and worship him. Amen. Oh, you need to get over what everybody thinks. Old Judas spoke up. "What's this waste for? We could have sold it. Gave it to the poor." He was talking real religious. But he didn't care. He is a thief, the Bible said. Amen. Hey, everybody ain't happy that you're going to worship God. But I said, "Man, he hollers too much. He's too emotional. I think I'm not near enough emotional." Amen. I don't think I've shouted enough, to be honest with you. I tell you, I'm far behind, and so are you, on giving him praise and giving him glory. Amen. We need to get us. Hey, they may talk about us, but I'd worship anyhow. Somebody said, "Preacher, aren't you worried about being called a charismatic?" Not one bit. Amen. I shout before I found out there was such a thing. I'm not being mean about nobody. I'm just being honest. Amen. Hey, I come from the old school. Them old timers I went to church with, you want to know why I act like I do? Blame it on them. They had what I wanted. And I got me a good dose of it. Amen. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm telling them old timers, they didn't shout every Sunday, but when they did, it was real. Amen. Somebody said, "Preacher, all that hollering, that running around, that makes me nervous." Did me too before I got saved. Amen. It used to tear me up real good. I'd go to shouting when I was a boy. But when I got saved, I said, "I like it. I think I'll join them." Amen. Oh, yeah. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, sir. Hey, we need to come in to worship. Wouldn't it be amazing if we came in here tomorrow night, had one goal, get at his feet. Wouldn't let nothing hinder us. Wouldn't let anybody hinder us. But we'll come in here, we'll forget about the ball scores, we'll forget about all the day's events, and we'll just say we're going to leave that out yonder, and we're going to come in here, and we're going to get at his feet, we're going to hear his word, we'll tell him our woes, and we'll worship him. I believe business will pick up. Amen. Well, friend, tonight, Mary got at his feet. There is no better place. I'll be honest, I'd rather be on the backside of the moon digging a ditch with a spoon than trying to preach somewhere where you couldn't get in. Amen. I just had to learn this to go ahead and jump on in. Amen. I love camp meeting. This is common ground. Amen. We can all come together. We're going to heaven together. But sometimes we ain't careful, we just kind of sectioned ourselves off. Amen.
Now, we're creatures of habit. I ain't knocking you for setting me your church. I understand that. You know them. Amen? But wouldn't it be good we just come to get at His feet? Amen. Forget about who's here and who's not here and just go get at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Oh, at His feet you can hear His word. At His feet you can tell Him your woes. At His feet you can worship Him. Oh, that we'd do that. Oh, hey, I want to say to you young people, this old time way's the right way. Amen. You ought to try it. Amen. God sent me. I told you last time I was 10 years old. God called me to preach. I was 15. First time I ever shouted and had a running spell, I was 16 years old. Amen. It just got so big I couldn't hold it no more. Amen. Well, listen to me. I just made up my mind I was going with the old time way. Amen. I'm not looking for a modern way. Amen. I know we may not be the majority, but it's still right. Amen. Just get in it. Let's get at His feet. Oh, tonight, whatever your problem, I can tell you the answer. Get at His feet. That's what's going to fix your life, your family, your church. Amen. That's what will fix this country. It's we as the people of God will get at the feet of Jesus. Amen. Oh, how sweet to be at His feet. Father, I pray You take the message tonight. Use it for Your honor and Your glory. I've tried my best to give these people that which You told me to. Lord, help us, I pray. Lord, each time we gather together, we just get at Your feet. Lord, I love You because You first loved me. Have Your way now in the invitation. We'll praise You and we'll thank You for it. In Jesus' name, heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment.